You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how have you been? We've missed you, my friend.
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
We're much better now that you're back with us, Tone. So
yes,
it's been a while, and the last time we got together, all the way back in week 10, when we look at the games and how we finished that week, all finished 3-2. And I think we all picked exactly the same game, so that's why you finish with the same record. But in the two losses, we all incorrectly picked the Eagles over the Cowboys, and we went with the Patriots over the Titans, which was a huge mistake. So all ended up 3-2, so no blood. And for the season right now, Tony, you and I remain tied at 28-16-1. Bob is only one game back at 27-17-1. So things very tight with only, it seems like, a few more weeks to go. But let's jump right in and get our picks for week 13. And we're going to start right now with the game that's going on over all of our shoulders, which is the 10-1 Saints at the 6-5 Cowboys. Saints are an 8-point road favorite, Tony, over under 52.5. So, Tone, Saints have won 10 in a row. Can the Cowboys end that?
Not tonight, they won't. Saints got too much power, man. They got them coming from everywhere. The Cowboys don't have enough power in their backfield or their quarterback to keep up with the Saints. So I'm going Saints on a big one. We're going 37-14, New Orleans.
Wow. All right. So we jump right back into a Tony Collins blowout special. Bob, is Tony right?
Yeah, Tony is right. I just don't see anybody being able to keep up with them offensively. They're just, once they get it going, Chris, they score in spurts and they just keep it out. They keep the pedal to the metal right to the end. Again, Brewer's the smartest player in the game. They're gonna score 38 tonight. 38-24, I have it.
Well, guys, in three of the last 4 weeks, the Saints have scored 45, 51, and 48, and then only scored 31 last week against the Falcons. So that tells you how much that offense is on a roll. Fifth best passing offense, seventh rushing offense, first in average points scored at 37.2 a game, right on Tony's number, right behind your number, Bob. I'm with both of you guys. I don't know that anyone can slow this offensive down, let alone really compete with it. And certainly I don't see how the Cowboys can compete with it. Their offense needs to get a lot better. Now, hey, as a Alabama fan, glad to see Amari Cooper over there. I think he's going to make a world of difference for them in the long run, but just not enough to keep up with the Saints offense. I'm with you guys. I got the Saints winning this one 34-20. Our second game is the 6-5 Ravens going to the 4-7 Falcons. The Falcons are a 1.5-point home favorite. Over under is 48. So, Tony, this has pretty much got to be a must win for both teams, especially with the Falcons being 4-7. If they've got any hope of doing anything this season, got to get a win. Who do you think comes away with a W here?
Not the Falcons, man. I just don't see them putting it all together. I think they're probably going to make the playoffs this year. And the Ravens, you know, Lamar Jackson, I believe, is going to start again this week. And I like what he's doing. He gives the offense a little spunk. So I'm going to go with the Lamar Jackson team, and we're going to say to be a close one, 27-24 Ravens.
Okay, Bob, who do you like?
Yeah, I like Tony's take on the whole game. I it could go either way, but Baltimore, I think Jackson has really infused some life into that team. They still play very, very good defense of Baltimore. Again, I think it's going to be a very close game, field goal game. I'm going to go with Baltimore 24-21, guys.
Okay. Well, guys, you know, this Falcons team is not only not living up to expectations, but to me, they just seem like they lack an identity. Early in the season, they were a high-powered offense. They were scoring about 30 points a game, but they've lost three in a row to the Browns, Cowboys, and the Saints, and they've averaged just over 17 points in those games. They've got no running game this year. They're ranked 31st in the league in rushing offense, only averaging 83 yards rushing per game. Defense is ranked 29th in average points allowed. So they're giving up 28. And that's how you end up, you know, at 4-7. Offense one dimensional, defense not very good. And Tony, to your point about Lamar Jackson, this is going to be his third start. You know, they've won two in a row, albeit against the Bengals and the Raiders. And he's not spectacular, but 178 through last year, through for last week against the Raiders, ran for another 71. So he's got almost 200 yards rushing in the two games, sort of Cordell Stewart-esque, if you will, is who it reminds me of. They're doing what they do, right? Ride that defense, and the Ravens defense, outstanding. Number one, fewest, you know, points allowed. So I think they'll ride the defense again. I think it's going to be a little bit lower scoring. I'm right in the same area as you guys. I'm taking the Ravens 24-17. Our third game this week is the 6-4-1 Vikings going to Tony's 8-3 Patriots. The Patriots are a 6-point home favorite. The over-under is 49.5. So Tony, before you tell us that the Patriots are going to win, let me remind you that the last time, on the show, you said the Patriots wouldn't lose another game all season, and then they go and get blown out by the Titans. So how confident are you that they're going to be able to beat the Vikings?
Well, I'm still confident because they're playing the Vikings. This Patriot team is probably the worst Patriot team we've had in a while, if you should look overall. But they always find a way to win, and they'll find a way to win again against the Vikings. I just, you know, the Vikings got a good passing game, but I don't think they can keep up with the Patriots, you know, especially playing at home. Gronk is back, and that's going to help a lot. So I'll go with the Patriots. Not a blowout. We'll go 27-17 New England.
Bob, who do you like?
I agree with Tony again, guys. I just think New England, they played very stale for a half last week, but the more you watch that team, and as Tony said, it might be one of their not as good teams as they've been in the past, but their offense on paper, it's just the weapons they have is ridiculous. They're getting Burkhead back. There's no way they can't score 30 points in any game they play. So I just don't see Minnesota being able to match that. So I'm going to say New England 31-24.
So guys, you know, if this game was in Minnesota, you know what? I'd be going Minnesota, but it's not. It's in Foxborough, and the Patriots just simply don't lose in Foxborough. The Vikings, I like, you know, what they do on offense. Fifth in passing, you know, tied for fourth in run defense. Their pass defense is strong. They're 10th in average points allowed at only 22.4. And we're seeing Tom Brady sort of slowly, you know, do what guys do in their 40s. We're slowing down just a little bit. 16th in passer rating, 11th in passing yards, and 15th in touchdown passes. Those aren't Tom Brady kind of numbers. So, you know, we're seeing him come back to earth a little bit, but they're still averaging, to your point, Bob, they're still averaging nearly 28 points a game. So when you look at it, you got to say, can Minnesota score greater than 28 points? And that's where I just don't think that's going to happen on the road in Foxborough. Love what Kirk Cousins is doing. Fifth in passing yards. 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Just kind of like we talked about a moment ago with respect to the Falcons, the Vikings are 30th in rushing offense, right? They're only getting 85 yards a game. And when you're one-dimensional, you know, teams can load up and take away what you're good at. And we all know how good Belichick is doing, taking away the thing you are best at. So that's what he's going to do. Take away the pass and make them run, and they can't do it. And so the Patriots win. I'll take the Patriots 27-20. Our fourth game is the 8-3 Chargers going to my 7-3-1 Steelers. The Steelers are a 3.5-point home favorite, and the over-under is 52. Tony, last week the Steelers gave a game away against Denver. So can they come away with a W this week and make up for it?
Where are they playing at? They're playing in San Diego or they're playing in Pittsburgh?
Playing in Pittsburgh.
Playing in Pittsburgh. And I tell you, I like San Diego, but They lost their running back this week, last week, and that's going to hurt them a lot. I'm going to tell you, boy, quarterback sure looks good for San Diego. I hate going against Pittsburgh. Every time I go against Pittsburgh, they always beat me. But I'm going against
Pittsburgh. Yeah, so I'm hoping you'll go against them, Tony. Help me out. Take San Diego or L.A.
I got to take San Diego. I'm taking San Diego. They're going to come all the way across country and beat Pittsburgh 27-25. San Diego.
All right, I appreciate you, Tony. L.A., but, you know, close enough, whatever. Bob, what do you think?
I like the Steelers at home, guys. This has got to be the best game of the week. It might be a shootout of quarterbacks. It might be one of these things who has the ball last. I think you're going to see some points scored. They're very similar in points for and points against, if you check that. So yep. Just because the Steelers at home and just because they continue the role with that crew that they have right now, I'm going to go the opposite of Tony's score. I'm going to say 27-24 Pittsburgh.
And you're right, Bob. These teams are very, very similar. You know, the Steelers defense is ranked 6th. The Chargers are 7th against the pass. They're 9th and 13th against the run. The Steelers are averaging 28.7 points per game. The Chargers 27.9. So very, very similar. And the only reason I'm given a slight advantage, not only because I'm a homer and with my boys, but the game is in Pittsburgh and the Chargers are going to be without Melvin Gordon, who's 6th in the league in rushing yards. He's out with an MCL sprain. So I think that's going to be the difference. You know, I think this is going to be a high scoring affair because the Steelers can't cover anybody. So I expect Rivers to go off, but I'm going to stick with my boys in a little bit higher scoring game than you guys have. I'm taking the Steelers 38-33. We've got our next guest, JJ Burden, hanging on the line. We got one game to go, and that is the Monday night game featuring the 6-5 Redskins going to the 5-6 Eagles. And the Eagles are a 6-point home favorite. Over under is 45. So, Tony, can the Eagles save their season by getting a big division win at home?
I think they can. I'm not too confident in Colt McCoy as a Redskin quarterback. So, Philly is going to have to turn this thing around. I think they turn it around against the Redskins simply because they just don't have a quarterback that I feel confident enough to go in and win that game. So we're going to go with Philly winning 35-27, Philly.
Bob, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I agree with Tony again. I don't think there's any way Washington can win this game, Chris. Philly, the kid, just can't afford to go to 5-7. The two of them are just like the other two teams we talked about. These two teams are incredibly evenly matched. But without the regular quarterback and playing in Philly, and that Philly's on the upswing, and that you can keep going about their defending champs, et cetera, et cetera. I think Philly wins this, and quite easily. I'm going to say 35-20, Philly.
And I'm with both you guys. I like the Eagles as well, and to what you guys both said, you know, with Alex Smith out for the season and Colt McCoy being the guy, threw 3 picks last week against the Cowboys. They've lost 2 in a row, and this just isn't an offense that you can get behind. They're near the bottom of the league. They're 27th in average points scored at only 20 a game. Defense is 23rd against the pass, so I expect Carson Wentz to have a big game. So, and then I think the Eagles found a little something with Josh Adams last week at running back, 22 carries, 84 yards, and a touchdown plus a 2-point conversion, game being in Philly. I'm with you. I'm taking the Eagles to win it big as well. I like them 30-17. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you do trying to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. We're doing a lot of things in upstate New York. Go to that. Go to our website. Do what you can do to donate. Every little bit helps. Just trying to change lives in our youth in upstate New York.
Tony, you're the best, my friend. Take care. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch
take
up with
care,
you again
Tony.
Next week.
Take care, guys. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
All right. Take care, Tony. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins and our 5-star picks of the week. We've got our next guest, J.J. Burden, hanging online. I'm going to get to J.J. on the other side of this quick station break.